South Bay.
Ozark Mountain Face-Off, because apparently somebody called us yesterday and said the NCAA has ruled that you can't call it war, battle, or
And that's
feud.
Why I thought that. You hung up on me yesterday.
I did?
Yeah, I didn't get on. I don't know.
Oh, I didn't hang up on you. I appreciate you getting
on
today.
But I heard that guy come right behind him talking about that they wouldn't let you say war or battle.
Really?
Ozark Mountain Face-Off. I love that.
And
see,
you could make it the battle for the hard rock, because the Ozark Mountains has some of the hardest rock in the world.
I like where your head's at. D, good call. Thank you very much. John, you know what I'm saying.
I'm with you. Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
Great.
Well, I've got a different perspective on the stadium thing. It's probably going to make some people mad. But
perfect.
First of all, I am a season ticket holder for both Fayetteville and Little Rock.
Show
have been
off.
For the last about 15 years. And I think the people in Little Rock ought to be glad that they are able to section off two games out of the total package, because I consider all the games a home game. To be honest with you, it ought to be one pack. I mean, I have to buy games in Fayetteville that are crummy games to be able to go see Texas A&M play, just like you have to buy them to Samford. What I think they should do is I think they should make it the whole package for home, and you should have to buy all the games for Little Rock and Fayetteville, not be able to buy just the Little Rock games by themselves. I mean, to me, people are complaining about that. About, you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you could just buy a two-game package and only make the donation on those two games like you have to now.
But, John, what if they sell 64,000 season tickets? Where are they going to put those extra 8,000 people in Little Rock?
Well, yeah, right. I mean, yeah, that's the problem. That's my point, is they're not selling them all now. So if they put it all in the package, the people have to step up, and they'd have to buy all the season tickets or none at all. So the people that are now buying just a Little Rock, you're right. I mean, it might push some of them out. But, you know, I think they're lucky that they could even buy the two games by themselves. And I think university ought to offer it as all or none, like they do. And, I mean, to me, when I have to buy the Fayetteville games, I got just as many crummy games I got to buy tickets for up there, too. So,
what's the crummiest game in Fayetteville this year?
Well, I guess, you know, the Louisiana Lafayette's not very bad this year.
No, it really isn't. That's a good game, actually.
But next year, I think, aren't they going to play Alabama-Birmingham? But we don't know where that's going to be yet. And Alabama-Birmingham is awful this last year. So,
yes.
I mean, you never know. It's kind of a little bit of a, you know, luck of the draw, I guess, a little bit. Sometimes you schedule these games several years out. You know they're not going to be tier one really good games, but sometimes they're, like in Samford's case, it ends up being a lot worse than what you even anticipated. But I just think people are lucky that they can get the two games.
Thank you. I'm not even saying there's not validity to his point or his idea about the ticket thing. However, I would think it's as likely that they appoint me king of the world as the fact that they make one ticket package for both stadiums. Mitchell.
Yeah, guys. I'm sorry for this keep being brought up, but I think that if they sold out all the tickets in Little Rock and they did that 3 or 4 years in a row, I think they would still lose the games eventually. I think it's going to evolve to where they're all in Fayetteville, because if you can sell them out in Little Rock, well, God, we've got 17,000 more seats up in Fayetteville. I mean, I think that's where it's going.
Hmm. Okay.
And I don't really think it's a bad deal. I mean, my first game was a Little Rock also, but I think things evolve and things change. I think that's how it's going to be.
All right. Mitchell, thanks for the call. Yeah, I think we've reached the diminishing returns point of this thing. So, no more stadium.
I think that happened in 2002.
Good point, Nate. Excellent point, caller. Thank you very much, Nate Olson. Freddie.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, my friend. You got a name?
Yeah, I think I was just kind of pondering as I'm driving down I-40. We could call it the Mizark Melee.
Okay.
Mizark,
you know, Missouri,
a little alliteration.
You can't say war or battle or anything like that. How about a melee?
Nice. Okay.
I'm digging it. I like it. I was letting it, like,
soak in.
Yeah, I put it in my mouth, and I was just letting it kind of see if I liked the taste of it or not. Anyway, it's like blue cheese for some people, not so good. My boy said he found some greens at the grocery store in Springfield. He has not been able to find any grits yet. So
you know, the best
weird
greens are getting to be, you know, pretty popular. You know, with everybody eating organic, you can find them, and they have price cutters up there. You know, Harvest and Price Cutter and all that stuff. I tell you the best way to determine whether or not, like food wise, grocery store, go and look at their hot sauce selection.
That, yeah. No
if
Louisiana
they don't,
hot sauce.
If they don't
sauce.
Have Louisiana hot, yeah. Everybody has Tabasco. Most people have Louisiana, but they don't have Crystal. If they don't have Texas Pete, then you can tell you probably somewhere. If they don't have Panola, you know, there's
I drive by the Panola.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
right there
every year.
Yeah, when you go down 65.
I've never had Panola.
Panola's good. I tell you what, I like Crystal, but in Arkansas they sell the bottles that doesn't say official hot sauce of the LSU Tigers on it, so it's easier to eat.
That's good. That way I don't have to throw them all over the restaurant when I see one.
That's right. Whenever you spit in your hush puppies
that's
at
it.
People's lunch counters.
That's it. I spit them on the counter, and then I put the official LSU
hot
sauce on top.
On
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Nate, what's up in Sync Weekly this week?
Well, our cover story is on a guy who's got a business that he's got unmanned aerial vehicles. Don't call it a drone. It's an unmanned aerial vehicle. It's a quadcopter, and that thing flies around at about 400 feet and takes pictures of if you want your house. There's different businesses that are wanting stuff. Argenta, he's going to do an advertising campaign there, and so he can do that. He can't FAA regulations say you can't charge for that, so he'll take some ground photos and then throw that in.
Oh, I see how
yeah,
that works.
Yeah, and they're working on the FAA stuff. But Shea Stewart did a good job on that. It's something that's just starting, I think, to fire up a little bit. And we've talked about drones and UAVs as far as security stuff, the war overseas, things like that, privacy matters. He goes into that a little bit, too, with how it can be used for law enforcement. Everybody's worried about Big Brother and everything. But it's really cool, and I think this guy's got a shot of making this business pretty good with what he's doing as far as some of the advertising things that he's working on.
If a fella called you and said, hey, I got a real cute neighbor that lives on the other side of the fence that lays out a lot, could you give me a few shots of that? Would he do that, I wonder?
I think so.
Okay. Seems offensive.
Seems like that would be a fix
video
for that,
too.
For that whole, it's too hard to hang the string camera at War Memorial. Oh, yeah? Well, we got a quadcopter going to take all the footage you need.
I just like the phrase quadcopter.
Yeah, me too.
They're actually.
We don't need a blimp. We've got the quadcopter.
That's right. That's right.
They said it sounds like a weed eater.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
That's
me.
Not bad. That's
like
not
that.
Bad. Yeah, yeah, I like that. You don't have to do it. I know what a weed eater sounds like.
Yeah, okay.
I do my own lawn even. I know you find it hard to believe. You think I'm
I told myself when I came on here that I was not going to laugh like I did last time because I've taken a beating over the laughter track that I put on for the infamous Bon Jovi story.
Oh, we had
I'm about to laugh about it again,
yeah.
Talking about it.
Oh, that guy was good. Yeah. We've had some good moments. We had a guy called
the John Bovey show.
Well, we had two stories back to back days. We had Thursday last week. Nate was in, or a couple Thursdays ago. It was the guy called
the
up,
limo story.
Yeah, a guy called up and said his daughter drove Bon Jovi around. And they want to go to Asher and pick up hookers, and they paid her $200 to drive him around to do that. And then the next day, we were giving away Bon Jovi tickets, and some guy calls up, and I said, do you want to guess what the song is? And he said, I'm just a kid. And it was just really funny the way he delivered it. It was hilarious. I guess you didn't hear it because you don't think it's funny at all, but you're wrong.
It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Great radio.
Yeah, what you said.
Yeah, I laughed a little too much, so I try to make sure today that I keep it to a minimum.
Let's go to Bryce. Bryce, are you prepared to win? Bryce.
I'm just a kid.
Oh, really?
I'm just a kid.
He's just a kid.
Just a kid out here in the world trying to grind. And you ask me questions about Bon Jovi. Kids don't know about Bon Jovi. I don't know much about Bon Jovi. I know people like him, and that's good.
Nate, you got a story in here about people running super marathons?
Yeah, ultra marathons, 50 and 100 miles.
Yep. Oh, my, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's awful.
There's words
if you
for
can
that.
Do that, more power to you.
Yeah, I don't want to make fun of people for doing stupid things like that. That's silly. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No offense.
It's like addicted to running. That's probably a treatable disease.
Yeah.
Addicted to cardio. I'm not that, for sure.
Got party picks, which I enjoy.
What's going
hey,
on?
Hey, next week,
yes.
And I know a lot of your listeners will be interested in this, Travis Swanson on the cover.
Really?
Razorbacks.
Yeah, nice.
And you'll get my take on what I think the must-win game this year is for the Hogs to be bowl eligible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like where your head's at.
Mm.
I got a funny feeling I know what game that is.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't. 12:52, we'll wrap it up in a minute. In the zone, Justin Akery joined by Matt Stell. Nate Olson's here from Sync Weekly. Matty T's back in his proper place, holding it down, making inappropriate comments.